Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The food supply chain is breaking. That's according to a number of corporations and experts in the country regarding these lockdowns. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom to talk about this important issue. Well, the executive with the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods took out a full-page advertisement in several major newspapers recently, declaring that the country's food chain is breaking. The ad was an open letter from the company board chair, John Tyson, and it was published in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. This is the second largest processor and marketer of chicken, beef, and pork. And in that open letter, he warned that the food supply chain is breaking. He said, quote, "There will be limited supply of our products available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed," he wrote, and he noted earlier in the letter, "the food supply chain is breaking." This is a startling revelation. It's not surprising, however, when you look at these extreme lockdowns that have happened around the country. There's only so much that can happen when the manufacturing plants are being closed. And what we're seeing is one food manufacturer after the other literally closing the doors of their operations. In one case, we see a situation where millions of chickens were euthanized. So those chickens were euthanized because they can't continue to pay to feed them, and so they can't sell them, so they euthanized them. All of this is going to hit the grocery stores. So when you go to the grocery store, you think that the shortage of toilet paper was something to deal with. This is going to be even worse, where you have various kinds of chicken, beef, pork, other kinds of meats. Eventually, that's going to go over to some of the greenery that we see, some of the fruits and vegetables, for some of the same reason, because they have to go through processing plants. And when the processing plants are being pressured to close because of COVID-19, what are they going to do? These fruits and these vegetables will ultimately die on the vine or on the tree.
Right. I mean, we need to, you know, that's why supporting local is so important too, to think outside the box and how can companies, you know, with so many restaurants being closed and some of them doing takeout, some aren't able to, and those kind of things, how can we think creatively to help support these businesses? I've heard of like a lot of milk being dumped and things like that.
Yeah, milk's being dumped.
How is that happening?
Cows are being euthanized.
Yeah.
Farmers are not able to make it. And when that happens, the farms will go out of business. They won't be able to operate. And it's not like you can grow a cow that quick.
Right.
You know, it takes a while. So when you start killing all the cows and wiping out the chickens, chickens grow a little bit faster, but cows take a while. So when you're looking at beef and you're looking at even the other kinds of fruits and vegetables, those don't just pop on the vine or on the tree right away. They have seasons, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And so millions of animals, chickens, pigs, cattle, will be depopulated because of the closure of our processing facilities. That's what he said in part in this letter that he published, warning about what is happening out there.
We need to get people back to work. I think that's the bottom line.
We need to get people back to work. Now, I know that we have the COVID-19, and I know that you have to take things seriously and protect the health and welfare. The cure cannot be worse than the disease. You wouldn't want to give a patient that has a disease something that will actually kill the patient. And what we're doing is we're killing America.
Right.
And literally killing other people who have nothing to do with COVID. We're talking about people who are not able to get necessary medical treatment because it is considered quote unquote elective. There's nothing elective by virtue of many of these kinds of treatments: cancer surgery, chemotherapy, heart surgery, broken bones, other kinds of significant injuries, herniated discs. There's nothing that's just elective about that. Those things need to happen. And if they don't happen timely, then people will die. People have died. So we need to begin to turn the corner. We've talked a lot about the restrictions and how they have impacted churches, but there's so many ramifications to this. We have been messaging for some time on the overburdens that have been on churches, where they're not considered essential, and they're told just to stay home. And for some time, people were saying, yeah, just stay home. You're going to kill people if you go out. And there are still some people that say that. The fact of the matter is that many churches can't just simply flip off the lights, close the doors, and go online. There's so many ministries that the church is needing to carry out and minister to. For example, you know, we have, as a result of people losing their jobs, we're talking about several tens of millions now. We're talking about 25 million. We may be getting close soon, if we don't turn the corner, to that Great Depression kind of 34% of unemployment. Right. I hope we don't get there. I hope we turn the corner back. But that's very significant numbers when people start losing their job and they don't have any source of income. I know that people have lost their jobs. I know that people have, for example, not been able to get unemployment. Some people have been waiting for unemployment for 4 or 5 weeks, still don't have a check. In the meantime, they have to buy groceries. They have utilities. They have rent or mortgages. They have other expenses they need to carry out, and the money's not coming in. So that stress starts to increase. And what happens is when you're cramped up in small quarters and you can't get out, some of the parks were even closed, some of the beaches were even closed. What happens is that stress builds up, and it sometimes triggers in domestic violence, child abuse, child sexual exploitation. People start watching more pornography, drinking alcohol, taking illegal drugs. And so the rise of pornography starts going up, people that have never been exposed to it. And it becomes very addictive. Pornography is a very damaging, dehumanizing kind of objectification of women or individuals. And people can get easily addicted to it. And so all of that continues to rise. Depression, anxiety, and even suicide. People are abandoned in their homes. Elderly are not taken care of. We have a video of a Holocaust survivor in Israel, and he's in his 90s. And if in Israel a Holocaust survivor can be forgotten, my goodness, how many people are forgotten in this country? This is a Holocaust survivor who dialed 911, the equivalent thereof in Israel, to get help. He hasn't had medication for 5 days, and that can be deadly in itself for him or anybody else. Depends upon the medication, the health condition. And he ultimately had no food for 5 days, and he thought about committing suicide multiple times. And if a Holocaust survivor in Israel can be forgotten because of the lockdowns, how many other people in this country are forgotten and are the casualties of these extreme lockdowns?
And, you know, on the other hand, too, Matt, you know, as we've said before, you don't just put the Constitution in a closet during this kind of, you know, crisis. And I've seen America so easily lay down and give up rights and freedoms that our founders fought their lives so that we could have. And, you know, once you give up those freedoms, you don't normally get them back once you allow government to start telling you what to do, when to do, where to go, how to worship.
Yeah, and there's so many people that want to use this to their own political advantage because they have a different worldview of population control, mass vaccinations, tracking of your movements, censoring you on the social media.
Using drones to do that, yeah.
Controlling you, depopulating the planet. So many people have different agendas that they have been literally hoping for something like this to happen. And I use that in a way that I'm not... I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think that some people, whether they may have wanted this to happen, certainly they're using it. They're using it for their own political and nefarious ends. And now we're about ready to see the food chain break. And when that happens, you're going to be like a third world country, like Venezuela. People are going to be lined up. Not because there's 6 foot distancing and there's only a limited number of people goes into the store. They'll be lined up like they used to be lined up in the Soviet Union, or in Venezuela, where there's no food on the shelves to be had.
We thought waiting in line was something now. That's only the beginning.
And you can't just turn that around in a moment. Because once that food supply gets broken, it takes a while to get it back online. Pray for America. Stand with us as we continue to fight for liberty. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and sign up for one of our emails by hitting the subscribe button. You can also donate to Liberty Counsel right there on the website as well. But pray for this country. Pray for this virus to go away, but also pray for freedom to return to this great nation. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.